Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It is May 25th, 2021. We've got all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. WWDC, here it comes. Yes, Apple has officially announced the Worldwide Developers Conference is a go in June, actually on June 7th. And of course, things will kick off with a keynote at 10 a.m. That would be Pacific time, by the way, where you'll be able to watch it on Apple.com, the Apple Developers app, of course, the Apple TV app, and even YouTube. Now, WWDC will feature over 200 sessions and labs this year, and apparently over 1,000 Apple experts on hand for developers. Now, staying with Apple News, here we go again. Regardless if you're ready or not, here comes 14.6. That's right, iOS 14.6 is now available. That means all of your lovely iOS devices, your iPhone, your iPad. Time to get those things updated if you want to take advantage of Apple Podcast subscriptions. Yep, that's what's included with this update. Plus, with this new update, Apple Music subscribers can now enable lossless audio, but that won't be available till next month, so there's nothing to activate just yet. Now, on top of this, of course, there's other improvements with the new operating system. AirTag owners now have the option to add an email address as a contact method when the item tracker is actually lost. Plus, Apple Card Family, yeah, now has sharing and can support up to 5 people. Plus, last but not least, all those little fixes and security improvements. Well, if you got a business or creator account with Instagram, now you can see a little data insight to your account. Yes, Instagram users with those accounts can now access various metrics called insights. That's going to show you how your posts are actually doing. Now, of course, with the new insights data, you'll be able to see how many plays you're getting, of course, likes, comments, saves, particularly for those short-form real videos. The insight page will show the number of comments and shares they get, plus the number of accounts they reach and their peak concurrent viewers. And finally, you know when that Surface Duo came out from Microsoft? You know, the thing with the two screens. We kind of thought, whoa, wait a minute, ultimate gaming machine. And it's never really happened, has it? Well, it seems like today Microsoft must have looked at all those comments saying, yeah, you should do this, you should do that. Well, now they've done it. Took 2 years, but better late than never. Yes, Microsoft is updating xCloud Gaming, xCloud for short, and it's going to include the dual screen support for the Surface Duo. Oh yes, it looks so nice. Yes, with this app update, it now allows Surface Duo owners to actually see a virtual gamepad on the screen below, while all the action takes place on the other screen. And if you're thinking, well, that sounds like a Nintendo 3DS, well, yeah, that's pretty much what it looks like. Yes, finally, gamers, you'll no longer have to have those touch controls on top of the game, and of course, your thumbs won't get in the way of all that gaming action. Now, asking Microsoft, is this something we're going to be seeing more of in the future on other devices, you know, possibly even more dual screens? We haven't gotten any comment. Maybe that'll take 2 years to hear back from them, too. If you got a story and no one else is listening, well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yes, that is our official website where you can get subscribed to, yes, this show, the news show. You can also find the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other podcasts right here on the British Tech Network. Find us, too, on our Facebook page, of course, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and hop on by and come join our BTN community today at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the family now, so do it. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.